Let's put some players first.
我们感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, praise you, you are speaking God. So this morning we ask you to speak to us once again.
我们请你让我们有一个听话的耳朵。
Give us a ear to hear.
并且一个受教的心。
Give us a heart that wants to know you. In the name we pray.
很快的。稍微复习一下我们以前所做过的。
A little review of what we have spoken last week.
我们讲过约书亚记可以分成三个段落。
We know that the book of Joshua has been divided into three parts.
头一个段落讲到我们过约旦河。
The first part is concerning the crossing of the river Jordan.
这是从第一章一直到第四章。
This is from chapter 1 to 4.
上次我们已经把这一部分讲完了。
We already finished the first four chapters last week.
然后第二段从第八章到第十二章乃是讲到我们怎么样胜过我们的仇敌。
Chapter 4 to 8 speaking concerning how can we won over the enemy.
在这一段圣经里面我们又可以把它分成两段。
And in this we can divide it into another two parts.
头一半讲到我们里面的得胜。
The first part speak concerning the inward victory.
然后第二部分讲到我们外面的得胜。
The second part concerning the outward victory.
里面的得胜永远是在外面的得胜先。
The inward victory is always, comes first always, before the outward victory.
当我们看到一个人或者一个神的儿女他有一个得胜的生活。
So we see the children of God having a victorious life.
通常我们看得见的乃是他外面的得胜。
Most likely what we see is the outward victory.
但是在外面得胜之前这个人先有里面的得胜。
But before the outward victory, there is always the inward victory.
哪一些事情是关于里面的得胜。
In what things do we see the inward victory?
我们想到以色列人的生活的时候我们就发现他们在旷野里面他们完全失败了。
In the life of the children of Israel, we see that their life in the wilderness is a life of losing.
他们在这个旷野里面他们里面没有得胜。
They have not won the victory in the wilderness.
所以他们在外面所表现出来的也是非常的软弱。
So the outward appearance is always very weak.
在第八章到在第五章到第十二章这一段里面呢主就让我们看见他要来带领以色列人经过里面的得胜。
Beginning from chapter 5 to 12, the Lord is leading them to the victory.
在第五章里面讲到一件事。
Chapter 5 speak of one thing.
讲到受割礼。
Concerning circumcision.
割礼就是代表把我们这个人的肉体除去。
Circumcision represents the taking away of the flesh in us.
这是头一个我们里面的得胜。
This is the first, step of the inward victory.
这也是所有得胜的根基。
And this is the foundation of all the victories.
如果一个人不能够在这件事情上得胜的话
If a person cannot be victorious over this matter,
所有其他的得胜都没有了根基。
Then all the victory that we have is without any basis.
这是第五章。
This is chapter 5.
在第六章里面讲到要胜过那个不信的那个心。
Chapter 6 speak of having overcome the heart of unbelief.
在以色列人的心里面有一个最大的困难。
In the hearts of the Israelites, there is always one weakness.
就是他们不信。
There is a heart of unbelief.
如果他们信的话他们早已经进入迦南。
If they believe, they already enter into the land of Canaan.
所以在这里神要针对他们的不信要来对付他们的。
So the Lord will deal with their heart of unbelief.
这就是第六章讲到耶利哥。
This is chapter 6 speaking about Jericho.
以色列人还有另外一个很大的难处。
And there's also one difficulty of the children of Israel.
就是他们不顺服。
They do not obey.
神说不可以拜偶像。
The Lord said you should not worship idols.
他们不能顺服。
They cannot obey.
是他们的一个很大的软弱。
This is one of the weak points.
所以在第七章和第八章里面，神要对付他们的不顺服。
So chapter 7 and 8, the Lord will deal with their disobedience.
这三件事就是他们里面的得胜。
These three things are their inward victory.
今天我们一起来思想第五章。
Today, let's meditate on chapter 5.
我们稍微念几处的圣经。
Let's read some portion of the word.
我们念第二节到第六节。
Let's read verse 2-6.At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, Make these sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the reason why Joshua did circumcise all the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt.Now all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they are not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people who were men of war, who came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord swore that they should not show them the land, which the Lord swore unto the fathers, to give us the land which floweth with milk and honey.
就是牛奶，然后我们再读第九节到第十二节。
Let's read verse 9-12. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. The children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month.The evening in the plains of Jericho, they did eat of the old grain of the land for the next day, after the Passover, 11 cakes, parched grain in every same day. The manna ceased the next day, and they had eaten of the old grain of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land, Canaan, that year.
他们却吃迦南地的出产。神做事常常有一些原则。
When God works, He always has His own principles.
我们这些跟随神的人要认识他的原则。
We who follow Him should know His principles.
我们看在神在历史里面那些跟随他的人。
In history, we see those people who follow after Him.
每一个人，神都要先对付他们的里面。
Firstly, God will first deal with their inwards.
我们看神对于摩西的带领。
We see the leading of God in Moses.
摩西这个人实在是一个很特别的人。
Moses is a very special person.
虽然从外面来看摩西这个人已经具备了带领以色列人的条件。
Even though he already has lost,
已经具备了，已经有了。
He already possessed all the qualification of leading the children of Israel.
他 不但在知识上，在宗教上，他都是一个领袖。
In wisdom, in religion, he is always the leader.
但是神还不能用他。
But God still cannot use him.
因为神还没有在他的里面来得胜。
Because the Lord has gotten the victory in Moses.
那神怎么样在摩西的身上得到一个里面的得胜呢？
How can God gain the victory over Moses inwardly?
乃是把他带到旷野的里面。
It is to bring Moses into the wilderness.
在旷野的40年的里面，神在摩西的身上得到了一个里面的得胜。
In the wilderness for 40 years, God gained the victory over Moses inwardly.
只有在那个时候，神才能够使用摩西。
And because of this, God can use Moses.
然后在外面我们看见摩西把神的得胜也带领出来。
And because of this, Moses manifested the victory of God outwardly.
同样的，神在许多人其他的人身上也是用这个原则在做事。
In many other people, God also used this kind of principles.
雅各这个人实在是一个对神有信念的人。
Jacob is a person who has a heart towards God.
但是呢，神也不能够来使用雅各。
But God cannot use Jacob.
因为雅各这个人的里面非常的弯曲
，because in him he is full of craftiness，
所以神就要来对付他里面的得胜。
So the Lord will deal with him inwardly first.
那神用什么方法来得到这个里面的得胜呢？
In what way can God gain the victory over Jacob inwardly?
就神就用了一个比他更弯曲的人。
So he can use another person more crafty than him.
就是他的舅舅。
It is his uncle.
在那里花了很多的年日啊，神就对付这个雅各他里面的弯曲。
For many years, God used Laban to deal with Jacob.
因为神要得到这个人。
Because God wants to gain Jacob.
神要先得到他的里面。
God first should gain him inwardly.
那我们看以利亚也是这样。Elijah.
Elijah is also the same.
我们都知道以利亚外面的表现。
We know the outward appearance of Elijah.
我们都知道他是何等有能力的一个先知。
He's a person full of, he's a prophet full of strength.
但是神
power.
先要对付他的里面。
But, God needs to deal with him inwardly first.
那神怎么对付这个人的里面呢？
How can God deal with Elijah first?
神就把他带到一个溪水的旁边。
God bring him beside the brook.
要让他来仰望那个乌鸦来成为他的供应。
That he will wait for the ravens to become his supply.
这是神对付以利亚的里面。
This is God dealing with Elijah inwardly.
神对付每一个人都不一样。
God in dealing with people, he do it differently.
所以神怎么样对付你的里面呢？
How will God deal with you inwardly?
别人都不晓得。
People do not know.
但是神有一个方法。
But God has a way.
那个方法是特别替你设计的。
And this way is specially made for you.
那个要来对付你的里面。
It is to deal with you inwardly.
神对付彼得也设计一个很好的方法。
God especially used a way to deal with Peter.
我相信没有一个人能够设计比神所设计的更好。
No one can design such a way much better than God.
如果你要来对付彼得的里面，你怎么对付呢？
If you will deal with Peter, how will you do it?
彼得这个人是非常非常的刚强。
This Peter is a person full of strength.
好像一点都没有软弱。
It seems that he has no weakness at all.
他甚至说我愿意为神而死啊。
He said, I will even die for you, Lord.
那这个人还有什么办法？
How can you have a way in this man?
结果神就让他三次在使女的面前不承认。
So the Lord caused Peter to deny him before a maid three times.
这件事情彻彻底底的对付彼得的里面。
And in this way, God deal with Peter thoroughly.
彼得这个人在里面已经完全被神得着。
So because of this, the heart of Peter was gained by God.
我们的神实在是奇妙。
Our God is marvelous.
他知道如果不得到我们的里面的话，他就不能得到我们这个人。
He knows that if he doesn't gain us, gain our heart first, he cannot gain us thoroughly.
其他一切都是没有根的。
All of it will have no foundation.
除非我们这个人里面被他得到。
Only if our heart can be gained by him first.
这就是这个割礼的真实的意义。
So this is the real meaning of circumcision.
割礼虽然是一个外面的记号。
Even though circumcision is an outward sign.
但是实在它真实的意义乃是我们这个人的里面被主完全的得到。
But rather its real meaning is to our inward person has been gained by God thoroughly.
所以看到一个人能不能为神所用。
So to see if a person can use by God,
不是在这个人的知识，也不是在他的恩赐，也不是他的经验。
It's not because of his experience, his gift, or his knowledge.
而是在这个人他的里面是不是有基督得胜的记号。
Rather, if he had a sign, the victory sign of Christ in him.
什么是割礼？
What is circumcision?
割礼也是一个记号。
Circumcision is a sign.
就像月节是一个记号。
Like a Passover is also a sign.
就像十字架是一个记号。
A cross is also a sign.
对，割礼也是一个记号。
So circumcision is a sign.
我们上次讲过，凡是一个记号都有三方面的意思。
We know that the sign has three meanings.
头一个 sign, 一个记号，它有一个信息在里面。
The sign has a message in it.
一个记号呢，它里面呢就有一个提醒。
A sign also had a warning.
一个记号就代表神的工作。
Sign also represents the works of God.
那在这个割礼的里面，它里面的信息是什么呢？
In circumcision, what is its message within?
我们看一处的圣经。
Let's look at one portion of the word.
第二章第十一节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
哥罗西书第二章第十一节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
找到以后我们一起来念。
Let's read it. In whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
这节圣经就很清楚地告诉我们，在歌里面它有一个信息，那个意思就是我们需要来脱去我们肉体的情欲。
The real meaning of circumcision is putting away the sins of the flesh.
人如果不能够脱去我们肉体的话，这个肉体就不能够让我们在属灵的道路上奔走。
So if we do not put away our flesh, then we cannot walk on the way, the spiritual way.
这是那个割礼的那个信息。
This is the message of circumcision.
所以以色列人他们每一个人都要受割礼。
So every Israelite should be circumcised.
但是当他们在旷野行走40年的时候，他们就忽略了这一件事。
But in walking in the wilderness for 40 years, they neglect this one thing.
当初从埃及出来的人，他们受了割礼。
When they came out of Egypt, those people are circumcised.
但是在旷野里面所新生出来的，他们都没有受割礼。
But those who are born in the wilderness, they are not circumcised.
那一些在当初出埃及的人，在旷野都已经倒闭了。
And those who came out of Egypt, men of war, they already are consumed in the wilderness.
这些新生的一代过了约旦以河以后，神就要他们受割礼。
So the new generation who crossed over the river Jordan should be circumcised.
因为神知道他们下面就要经过很多的征战。
Because God knows that they will pass through many battles.
他们如果不受这个割礼的话，他们就没有办法在征战里面得胜。
So if they are not circumcised, they cannot won the victory.
因为他们的里面没有被神得着的话，他们外面就不能有得胜。
So if inwardly they are not gained by God, they cannot have the outward victory.
这个割礼也是一个提醒。
The circumcision is also a warning.
割礼是怎么来的呢？
How did circumcision came about?
但是在神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候，割礼是一个证据。
It is when God had made a pact with Abraham.
当时神就向亚伯拉罕应许。
So Abraham, God promised Abraham,
应许他有一个大国
that he will have a great nation.
然后神在讲完这个应许以后，就说你们要受割礼作为立约的证据。
So after having this promise, then God said you should be circumcised in order to be a sign.
所以这个每一个割礼呢，就是代表一个提醒。
So this circumcision is always a warning,
a reminder. 就提醒他们，神跟他们。
To remind them of the covenant that God has made with them.
第三呢，这个割礼也是代表神的工作。
The third point, circumcision also represents the works of God.
如果你们还翻在哥罗西书的话，我们念第十三节到第十四节。
If you are still in Colossians, let's read chapter 13 and 14.
第二章第十三节第十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 13 and 14.
我们一起来念。
Let's read. And you being dead in your sins, the uncircumcision of your flesh, that he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, and nailing it to his cross.
这里讲到这个割礼是怎么样完成的。
This speak concerning how, what itThe circumcision is accomplished.
这里讲到我们的那个过犯乃是与基督一同钉在十字架上。
All our trespasses have been together with Christ on the cross.
不是我们这个人能够完成这件事。
Not that we can accomplish such thing.
不是出于一个人的意志，他可以脱去他的肉体。
Not because of our will can we take away our flesh.
我们能够脱去我们的肉体，乃是因为基督为我们钉在十字架上。
We can take away our flesh is because Christ was nailed on the cross for us.
乃是因为在十字架上所成的工作，今天我们可以脱去我们的肉体。
The works of the cross, because of the works of the cross, can we take away the flesh today?
所以这个割礼呢，也是神的工作。
So circumcision is the works of God.
虽然在旧约的时候是件人所做的事
，even though in the Old Testament it is the work of man.
但是那不过是一个记号，就是。
But it's altogether a sign.
那不过是一个记号，代表 神要在他的子民身上所做的事。
It's a sign of causing men to see the works that he wants to do.
他们在什么地方行割礼呢？
In what place did they have this circumcision?
这个地方叫做吉甲。
Yeah, it is in Gilgal.
吉甲这个字本身它就是那个除去的意思。
Gilgal means to put off.
这个吉甲的名字很可能是因为他们行割礼以后才有的。
The name Gilgal is after their circumcision. This name was set.
这个吉甲在以色列人的历史上是一个很重要的地方。
Gilgal is a very important place in the children of Israel.
以色列人有很多的征战。
The Israelites had many battles.
但是他们每一次征战完了以后，他们就回到吉甲。
After every battle, they went back to Gilgal.
换句话说，下一次征战的时候，还要从哪里出发呢？
So, to begin a battle, where will they begin?
还要从吉甲。
They will still begin in Gilgal.
我们在属灵里面的得胜也是这样。
In our spiritual victories, also the same.
不是我们有一天有了除去肉体的经验，然后我们就开始到处去征战。
After having the experiences of the victory, we can go to every place to fight.
每一次的得胜以后，我们要回到吉甲。
After every victory, we should still come to Gilgal.
如果我们不回到吉甲的话，那下一次就不一定得胜。
If we don't return to Gilgal, the next time it will not be a sure victory.
当扫罗死掉以后
，When Saul died,
以色列人就要来找大卫。
All the Israelites came to look for David.
他们在哪里找到大卫呢
？Where did they found David?
他们在吉甲找到大卫。
They found David in Gilgal.
在那里，大卫与他们见面。
David met with the children of Israel.
先知撒母耳，是到处在那里服侍主。
Samuel went over the place to serve God.
但是他常常都要回到吉甲。
But every time he still need to go back to Gilgal.
吉甲是他献祭的地方。
Gilgal is the place where he offers.
你记不记得那个扫罗犯罪在哪里犯罪？
When did Saul committed sin?
扫罗犯罪就在吉甲犯。
Saul sinned in Gilgal.
因为在那里这个献祭的地方，扫罗不能够等那个撒母耳来，他就自己献。
It's because Saul cannot wait for Samuel, so he offered up the sacrifices himself.
吉甲当时候是以色列人一个献祭的地方。
So Gilgal is a place of place where the children of Israel offer up sacrifices.
因为在这里，他们纪念他们怎么样被神拯救出来。
Because they remember how God saved them.
怎么纪念呢？每一次他们看到那十二块石头的时候，他们就知道这个是神把我们带过约旦。
How did it remind them? It's every time when they come to Gilgal, they see the 12 stones.
吉甲也是让他们纪念他们怎么样能够得到得胜。
Gilgal also reminds them how can they win the victory.
他们每一次得胜，他们一定要回到吉甲。
Every time they won the victory, they still need to come back to Gilgal.
在吉甲里面，他们重新被神提醒，他们得胜的根基在哪里。
When coming back to Gilgal, it reminds them of the basis of victory.
当以色列人征服了迦南地以后
，when the children of Israel take over the land of Canaan，
他们要开始把这个土地分给各支派
，and they will divide the land to every tribe。
他们在哪里分
？How where did they divide the places？
他们在吉甲分。
They divide the places in Gilgal。
他们准备个人回到个人的产业的时候，他们聚集在吉甲。
When everyone needs to go back to their inheritance。They do it in Gilgal.
这吉甲也是一个他们进入将来应许的一个起点。
So the Gilgal is a starting point where they will enter into Canaan.
所以这吉甲是一个很重要的地方。
So Gilgal is a very important place.
在我们的生命里面，在我们属灵的生活里面，吉甲也是一个很重要的地方。
In our spiritual life, Gilgal is a very important place.
弟兄姊妹，你到过吉甲没
？Have you gone to Gilgal, saints?
你有没有常常回到吉甲？
Do you often go back to Gilgal?
在那里，神要带领我们进入这应许之地。
Is through Gilgal can we enter into the land of Canaan?
在吉甲，除了割礼以外，还有发生了好几件事。
Aside from circumcision in Gilgal, there happened a lot of things.
在那里，他们过了一个逾越节。
They passed through the Passover.
这个逾越节跟这个割礼有关系的。
The Passover and circumcision has a connection.
那这个逾节是什么意思呢？
What do you mean by Passover?
逾节就是以色列人纪念他们被神从埃及里面拯救出来。
It is to celebrate how God delivered them out of Egypt.
那埃及是代表这个世界。
Egypt represents the world.
我们这个人都是从被神从这个世界里面救出来的。
We are a group of people who have been saved by God in the, out of the world.
我们不但从前活在这个世界，我们也被这个世界所控制了。
Not only we live in this world, we are controlled by this world.
在逾越节的里面，神把我们已经完全拯救出来了。
But through the Passover, God saved us out of the world.
我们虽然是这个身体被神从世界里面拯救出来，但是我们这个心里面呢，还没有完全被神从埃及里面拯救出来。
Even though physically we are saved by God out of the world, but our hearts have not been, have not came out of the world.
就像以色列人一模一样。
It's like the Israelites.
以色列人的身体离开了埃及，他们的心还没有离开埃及。
Even though the Israelites already came out of Egypt physically, but their hearts are still in Egypt.
所以神说这叫做埃及的羞辱。
So this is called the shame of Egypt.
直到在割礼的时候，神说我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上除去了。
But in Joshua, he says that through circumcision, he take away the shame of Egypt out of them.
埃及已经不在我们的身上了。
Egypt is no longer in us.
但是埃及的羞辱还在我们的身上。
But the shame of Egypt is still in us.
那个埃及的羞辱就是我们对这个世界的那个怀念。
The shame of Egypt means our remembrance toward the world.
那个就代表我们人里面的肉体。
It represents the flesh in us.
这个肉体，我们看到这个肉体的时候，就想到那个埃及的情形。
Whenever we see our flesh, we can see the situation in Egypt.
我们从埃及里面带出来的一个东西。
It is the thing that we brought out of Egypt.
那是跟着我们出来的东西。
It came out with us.
要用这个割礼来对付它。
Through circumcision, we can deal with this thing.
这就是为什么他们在那里有割礼，然后又有逾越节。
So that's why they have the circumcision together. They have the Passover.
那个逾越节对付我们这个外面的情形。
The Passover deal with us outwardly.
逾越节对付罪的问题。
The Passover deal with the matter of sin.
这个割礼对付我们里面的问题。
Circumcision deal with us inwardly.
对付我们这个
deal with ourselves.
这也是我们属灵生活的一个经历。
So this is a kind of spiritual experience to us.
神先对付我们的罪。
The Lord firstly deal with our sin.
然后我们就过了红海。
Then we cross over the Red Sea.
然后神要对付我们的己。
The Lord will deal with ourselves.
让我们过约旦河。
That is by passing through the River Jordan.
那他们在举甲还做一件事。
But in Gilgal, what another thing they do?
他们就是在那里吃迦南地的土产。
They eat the produce of the land of Canaan.
他们好久没有吃这种东西了。
For a long time, they haven't eat this produce.
他们在旷野40年都是吃的都是玛拿。
In 40 years in the wilderness, all they have eaten is manna.
然后过了约旦河以后，他们就吃了两样东西。
But passing through the River Jordan, they eat two things.
一个是无酵饼。
Firstly is the unleavened bread.
一个是烘的谷。Roasted grain. 什么是无酵饼啊？
What do you mean by unleavened bread?
这个无酵饼实在是代表基督的。
Unleavened bread represents Christ.
在这个世界上没有一个人没有罪。
In this world, there is no person that is without sin.
没有一个人可以来到这个世界上，然后离开以后说我没有罪的。
There's no person who came into the world and get out of the world and said, I have no sin.
只有基督。
Only Christ.
只有基督是一个人，他来到世界上又离开，然后他说他没有罪。
It's only Christ who came into the world and get out of the world and said, I have no sin.
这就是无酵饼。
This is the unleavened bread.
那酵就代表罪。
Leaven means sin.
这一个饼是没有被酵所沾染的。
And this bread is not been contaminated with leaven.
无酵饼就代表基督的圣洁，基督的纯洁。
Unleavened bread represents the purity of Christ.
他们又吃那烘的谷。
And they eat the roasted grains.
那个谷还没有经过处理的。
This grain hasn't been processed yet.
那个谷是经过那个火的。
Rather, this grain passes through the fire.
今天我们享受的基督 乃是一个经过火的基督。
The Christ that we are enjoying today is a Christ who passed through fire.
基督今天为什么能够成为我们的享受？
How can Christ become our enjoyment today?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
一个原因因为他是圣洁，他没有犯罪。
The first reason is that because he is righteous, he is without sin.
第二个原因，他在十字架上受苦为我们死。
The second reason, he had all the sufferings for us on the cross.
这两样事情缺一，基督就不能成为我们的享受。
And without these two things, Christ can never become our enjoyment.
基督是圣洁的，他能够代替我们的罪。
He is holy, so because of that, he can take our sin.
因为他在十字架上为我们受死。所以今天我们可以得到生命。
On the cross, he died for us that today we can gain life.
感谢神，以色列人在那里吃了这个无酵饼又吃红的谷。
Praise God, and the children of Israel have eaten the unleavened bread and the roasted grains.
这也是我们今天所要来享受的。
Today, these are the two things we are enjoying today.
我们今天早上在这里纪念主，我们也是吃的是无酵饼。
Today, we are enjoying, what we enjoy this morning is the unleavened bread.
当我们在这里纪念的时候，乃是纪念主的死。
When we remember, we remember the death of Christ.
这个谷乃是经过火的。
This grain has passed through fire.
经过火以后就成为我们的享受。
And after passing through fire, it becomes our enjoyment.
它还没有经过火以前，它不能成为我们的享受。
Before it passed through fire, it can never become our enjoyment.
我们该
enjoying the bread of life, manna seed.
他们不需要再靠马。
They need not depend on manna.
我在思想的时候，我觉得神实在是恩待我。
When I meditating, I said God really has graced us.
你看，神用逾越节把他们带出了埃及。
Through the Passover, God caused the children of Israel to pass through the Red Sea.
然后在旷野的时候用玛拿来喂养他。
And for 40 years, God fed the children of Israel with manna.
他们还不能够直接享受那个无酵饼。
They cannot directly enjoy the unleavened bread and the roasted grains.
因为他的肉体还没有出去。
Because the flesh has not been dealt off.
只等到他们肉体出去以后，他们才能够直接享受无酵饼跟红的谷。
After dealing off with their flesh, they can have the unleavened bread and the roasted grains.
那从那个逾越节到那个circumcision，他们中间要怎么办？
From the Passover to the circumcision, what will they do?
就把玛拿赐给他。
It is God gave them manna.
这也是我们今天属灵里面的经历。
This is our spiritual experience today.
虽然即使在我们还没有除去我们肉体以前
，before we take away our flesh off，
在我们还不能够享受无酵饼的时候
，at the time when we still cannot enjoy the unleavened bread，
神也是顾念我们的需要。
The Lord also take care of our needs.
他让那个玛拿天天临到我们。
He caused the manna to drop for us.
虽然这个玛拿只有存在一天，
even though manna can only
last
for one day，
但是他就每天赐给我们。
But daily he gave us manna.
这是神的怜悯。
This is his mercy.
但是我们所羡慕的还是进入那个迦南地。
Today what we admire is to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们可以直接吃那个无酵饼跟那红的谷。
That we can directly eat the unleavened bread and the roasted grains.
他们吃玛拿的时候就不用征战。
Eating the manna, they need not fight the battle.
但是吃了无酵饼跟烘的谷以后，他们就有征战。
But after eating the unleavened bread and the roasted grains, can they fight the battle?
如果我们在这个地上愿意为主征战的话
，If today we want to fight the battle for the Lord today,
光是吃玛拿还不够。
To eat the manna is not enough.
我们乃是要经过割礼。
We need to be circumcised.
我们要吃无酵饼。
We need to eat the unleavened bread.
好叫我们在他的面前。能够为他征战。
That we in his presence can fight the battle.
我们今天的教会就到这里。
Our fellowship ends today.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
弟兄可能有一点负担的话可以祷告。
The saints can pray.